So I will look forward to doing that. I will transition here to the financials and just give you a little bit. What I want to do is frame the financials around four principal categories, okay? The first is, you heard a lot of stuff around growth. What's our foundation block for visible growth going forward? We think at least as we go into next year, 8% plus. I want to talk about margins. We see margins bottoming in 2011, stabilizing and then growing over time. We run the business to generate high returns, and we're targeting double-digit earnings growth as we go into 12. So those are the four pillars that I want to talk about as we go through here. So first, as it relates to growth, we talked about the diversification of the business. We talked about it from a geographic perspective. But many of you that were around in 02, you remember, just under 50% of the business was one product, one market. Today, that one product, heavy-duty gas turbine, in the U.S. is less than 10% of our business. We transform. How do we do it? Two levers. First of all, organic growth. And we did that around three categories. First, investing in technology, product competitiveness, and breadth. That's number one. Number two, it's what Jim talked about, global reach. Number three, building off the strong service franchise that we have. Those three things, as we've grown organically, have contributed to two-thirds of the growth of going from $24 to $45 billion. The other third that we execute is about acquisitions. You saw many of them today. They give you footholds in new markets that allow us to grow and build these businesses over time. So this is about doing both. It's about doing great organic growth, also executing on acquisitions. You do that, we've got a much broader and diverse energy company today than we did, you know, 5-10 years ago. So I'd like to hit on the pillars of organic growth and start with here on this slide. There's four pillars that we talk about. First of all, you heard a lot about product competitiveness. It all starts with technology, and it starts with our 16,000 engineers. How do we deploy them on what products, on what domain capabilities to get the most out of and ensure that we stay ahead in our product capability? The second area of organic growth is around commercial capability. As Jim talked about, being close to the customer. We have over 10,000 feet on the street. They're embedded with our customers, helping sell our product. The third element is around low-cost competitiveness. We not only have to have a low-cost supply chain, we've got to have a flexible supply chain, as you've seen, because we have cycles. We go up, we go down. That supply chain's got to be able to flex over time. We do that by ensuring that we're positioned around the globe, that we're making investments ahead of growth in places like Vietnam and China, and that we're not only taking advantage of low-cost labor, but also lower-cost materials. And then the fourth element is a key element in building out the service footprint. We have to have capabilities that are close to our customer. We have to be embedded with them, not only field service engineers, but repair shops and things like that. And you saw a number of those examples today. So those are the four pillars. When we think about allocating organic dollars for growth, we focus them around those four areas. On acquisitions, John gave you a retrospective. What did we do the past 10 years with $11 billion? We have to run that same play with $11 billion that we put out here in 2011. As you saw today, these are good businesses. They're technology-driven. They're things that we can scale. It gives us over $6 billion of revenue. That revenue is growing over 10%. There's good synergies. As I talked about, even with Convertine, you got big revenue synergies. You've got big cost synergies that we can execute on, over $1 billion of revenue, $500 million of cost just between the 12 and 14 time period. And these are things that we can scale in the context of energy. So with that, when you think about organic, when you think about acquisitions, we're building momentum. You saw the orders numbers through the first half up double digit. Even without the deals, they were up 13%. You know, as Keith and Jeff shared with you, we're back-end loaded this year in regards to shipment volume. Our services, installed base, and CSA backlog continue to grow. But one of the most important points is our equipment backlog will finally grow here in 2011. It'll be up about 9%. That's the first time it has grown since the end of 2008. So I think that's an inflection point for us to think about. So the elements, going back to it, of visible top-line growth, a more diverse company today, one that's based on organic and inorganic activities. That provides the foundation. So, shifting gears from growth to margins. In 2010, we peaked margins, 19%. We did that with revenue down, operating profit up. In 2011, we're going through a margin reset. They're going to be down about 400 basis points, right around 15% for the year is where we believe they're going to land. That's driven by over 50% of that is driven by the dynamics in the wind business. The other contributors to that is the acquisition dilution and also the decisions we made around organic growth around the business. In 2012, we see a different dynamic. It's more balanced. As you know, we're going to continue to have pricing pressure. You see it quarterly in our OPI. That's going to come through selling price into next year. We're also going to have some negative wind mix. But offsetting that, we feel good about the variable cost and base cost leverage that we're going to get in the system. And the acquisitions are going to start to contribute. So when we, in summary, I'd say that I see margins here bottoming, down 400 basis points here in 11, 200 basis points above the trough in 05 and 06, and these will expand over time. So covered top line growth, covered margins, shareholder returns. We run place to generate high returns. Now, we do that through the balanced growth agenda, both on organic and inorganic. We're going to finish this year and go into next year around 20%. That's even with the dilutions from the acquisitions. And we'll grow it over time from there. So, hey, not only do we want to grow earnings, we want to grow returns for you. So when you think about 12, what are the pieces and dynamic? We talked a lot about product line competitiveness in the markets that are going on here. When you think about that, that puts a good backdrop for volume. That will be a positive. You know we will have pricing headwind. That will be a negative. Be offset by productivity. And the breadth of the portfolio and service and acquisitions will deliver growth. So with that, when you put it all back together, what should you be thinking about? At least 8% growth going forward. Margins bottoming here in 11, expanding over time. At least double-digit growth in 2012, and we're going to run the business for high returns. So with that, I'd like to turn it back over to John for the wrap-up.